Deny knowledge at the 200 from Future History. Jenny Lala, Captain Envious, is trying to get a run. It got rough, and First Immortal, the inside at the 50. Still Deny Knowledge. Captain Envious coming at Deny Knowledge. Deny Knowledge. Captain Envious. Captain Envious has just won.
Yeah, he was a tough winner of the Easter Cup, and he's looking for another cup. And this one has a lot more importance because you can win a ticket into the Caulfield Cup. He's created a really good record, Captain Envious. He's only had 19 starts and he's won six of them. He's also been placed in another six and he's accumulated $650,000 in prize money. Paul Prushka's done a great job with him and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Paul. You well?
Morning, mate. Yeah, real good down this end.
Excellent. Gee, that was a gutsy win in that Easter Cup. I love the way he pushed through and he really fought to the line.
He's just got, you know, he's slowly putting it together and become quite street smart and tough now. So, looking forward to see where we can get this prep.
Well, he loves the cups. Of course, he won the Ballarat Cup and that's been a pretty good form line as well. So he has been a horse that's always shown he's got ability, but as he's now a five-year-old in his five-year-old year, do you think he's really starting to develop that full staying potential?
Yeah, look, certainly I can see where me money's spent on the feed. You know, he's holding a bit of condition and first couple of preps he'd weakened on me, but he's ready to be a horse this time. And, I'm sort of, you look at him now and you go, geez, I could tighten him up a fraction more, which is with a little bit of travelling we're going to do here, you sort of go, geez, it's perfect, you know.
You've had great success with stayers. I know you love training them. How do you think this guy rates ability-wise and potential as to how high he could go?
Yeah, look, I'll certainly have a go. It's a disease, isn't it? You know, and you won't stop me. But, look, he's got to answer the questions whether he can get right out or not. Certainly got the constitution there, and he's a nice, sound horse heading in the right direction. So certainly, I don't have any problems at 2400. Can he run out a tough 2 mile? I guess not many can, but I'd like to find out, you know.
Well, it's a nice little dip in the water over the 24 on Saturday in the Mornington Cup, because that Caulfield Cup could be a nice race for him as well.
For sure, for sure. So, you know, plans are here for me. You know, they're pretty simple. We'll have a go at that, and that ticks a box. And rain, hail, or shine, we'll front up in the rinse, and it ticks another box. Mm. And we can weigh up which way we're thinking, you know?
You mentioned rain, hail, or shine. He doesn't mind a bit of rain or hail if you get a wet track.
Yeah. He's probably a lot better horse with a toe in the ground. And look, I think he's okay on a genuine four. But as soon as they get a bit slick, he probably just doesn't hit his best, you know.
Did he surprise you winning the Easter Cup? He was about a 25-1 pop.
No, well, I loved him, and I put a bit on him and made a bit, and. He was always his first two runs. He's been in work. He's been in work the whole time from the Ballarat Cup prep, and you know, you got that residual fitness to draw on. But his first two runs were about getting some racing K's back under him, and he's a ripping horse. When you want him, you can put the pressure on him, and he'll pop up for you. So. Don't get me wrong. The connections were a bit. Sean was a bit, the pressure was on. He was thinking if he doesn't perform today, I'll put him in the paddock. But my thoughts were if I couldn't see I could win a Warrnambool Cup by two, I'll put him out, but yep. Stick to the system.
Well, he's probably bypassed that Warrnambool Cup now. So the plan, Mornington Cup and then the Ramsden?
Yeah. I think we'll just keep that, and that'd be enough for him. He can have a... He can have a light time for a while, and it depends. Once we get through that, we'll know our path, you know.
Who rides Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Tommy. He's done a great job, and that's the way it goes. I have a lot of luck with Tommy, and nothing against Mickey, but he had another option to make, and that's life, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, he's been riding really well, Thomas Stockdale. So good to see him retain the ride on Saturday in the Mornington Cup. How's the party going, building up towards the Brisbane winter?
Yeah, look, everything's going smooth. You know, he's probably on the grass next week, and if he kicks the boxes there, he'll be off to the jump outs, and we'll do our best and pray for the wet weather.
Yeah, is the plan to have an entire campaign in Brisbane?
No, I think we'll have a look at him here down the straight. And we'll just, you know, you got to. My way of thinking is you'd want to be more confident than ever to take the journey. So I need a holiday, and it's a great idea. It's a great idea, but you know, one thing you learn, you sort of got to make money out of them and look after your horse at the same time. So yeah, the first run here, that'll weigh up how we're going to go. You know,
and you're happy with him?
Yeah, really happy, really happy. I think he's come back as good as ever. He's a nice, big, strong horse now, and he's coming together right at the right time.
Well, we're looking forward to the big boys to party coming back. Final word, final field barrier draw out soon for the Cup. Are you pretty confident?
Yeah, look, he's once you get into this spot, he's a good, loyal horse, so... he's a good little horse, and I don't have to nurse him at this end. So that's always a good it's a good spot to be in, you know.
No doubt. Look forward to seeing Captain Envious back in action in the Mornington Cup. Good luck, Paul.
Cheers, mate. Bye.